MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 4, 2025. Libraries in Massachusetts are facing a major funding gap, and there's going to be some limited parking in some areas of Cape Ann. Mix of clouds and sun, hazy, low 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:20 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, local libraries are working to preserve federally funded statewide services that are set to be drastically scaled back due to a March executive order that targeted the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Beginning July 1, statewide research database offerings will be significantly reduced, according to the Massachusetts Board of Library Commissioners and the Massachusetts Library System. In the state, 1,600 school, public, academic, and special libraries benefit from federal funding from the Institute, with the MBLC spending close to $2 million of its federal allocation to fund such databases. The executive order from Trump on March 14 sought to eliminate the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, Cape Ann is rolling out the red carpet this week and next for the filming of an Apple TV production with the working title of Flashlight, but that means that some popular places to park may not be available this week and next. The city advised on Facebook that the Sepala Field parking lot near Plum Cove Beach would be temporarily unavailable Wednesday and June 9 through June 11. Ethan Foreman has a complete list of where parking will be unavailable in today's Gloucester Times. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, emergency ambulance service calls in Rockport will be handled by a private company beginning July 1. The Gloucester-based Beauport Ambulance Service, Inc. will become the town's primary emergency services provider. The Select Board approved a contract with Beauport when it met May 20, according to Town Administrator Mitch Vieira. The contract is for a five-year period beginning July 1, and the board signed it by the week's end. And Jim Sullivan writes in today's Newburyport Daily News, in Newburyport, local high school students will only be able to use their cell phones and lunch under the guidelines proposed by high school principal Andrew Wolf. Since it would be a part of the 2025-2026 student handbook, Wolf needs school committee buy-in. He presented his plans to the committee Monday night, but no vote was taken. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the defending state champion St. John's Prep lacrosse team earned a second-round 16-1 win over Wellesley yesterday. The Prep had a dozen different goal scorers in that game. The Gloucester softball team no-hit Bishop Fenwick yesterday in a 9-0 win. The Fishermen's freshman pitcher, Abby Noble, threw her second no-hitter of the season, striking out 10 in the win. Linfield fell to East Bridgewater 3-0 as the Pioneers ended their season with an 11-11 record. And the Marblehead softball team will play at Hopkinton today. In tournament baseball today, the Prep will host Wachusett, Hamilton-Wenham will host Cohasset, Salem travels to St. John Paul II, and St. Mary's will host Opponequit today at Fraser Field. The Red Sox lost 4-3 to the Angels last night. The three-game series concludes this afternoon at Fenway Park. First pitch, 1:35 p.m. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.